Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, I think I have the answer to all of our podcast problems.
That sounds great, Patrick. Is it a new sponsor?
Oh, no, bigger than that.
Is it an exclusive deal with Spotify?
Oh, no, that's small time in comparison to this.
The suspense is killing me. What is it?
It's intern Jason.
All right, Patrick, we have big news, I think, in the world of
this is big
suburban
yeah.
rocking.
It's exciting.
Yes. The show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm going to let you take this away, Patrick, but we have a new member of the Suburbs Pod team, right?
We do. I'm very excited to introduce everyone to intern Jason, as he'll be called, Jason Pei. Welcome to the Rockin' the Suburbs team, the family. We're very happy to have you as part of the team.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. You know, Jim, our audio editors, without whom, of course, as we say, you know, three or four times a week, we could never make this happen. Mary and Sammy do a brilliant job, but
yes.
They're also very, very busy. You know, they've got a lot of stuff going on. They professionally work in this field, and so we've been meaning to bring some little bit of help for them on for a while now, and Jason's qualifications, I think, as you'll hear, are great, and we're really excited to have him be a part of this. So Jason, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. I mean, I know that you're going to be going into your senior year at the University of Michigan, right?
Yeah, I'm going into my senior year. I did originally start out thinking I'd be going into computer science, but then I took a class on electronic music production and recording and mixing, and I found that was really where I wanted to go, and that was like my niche. So I didn't even know about sound engineering until like a year and a half ago.
Cool.
And now I'm deciding that's where I want to kind of go into. So I'll be staying a couple more years at the university, but I'm really happy that I found like this thing that I really want to do.
That's exciting. I think, I think you should, you know, feel good about that, because sometimes it's years and years later, you know, after college and stuff, when people find, you know, something that they're really passionate about. So that's great. And I guess you like the University of Michigan.
I do. I love it here. And the people are great. The weather is, there's a lot of variety, sometimes a little too much variety, but I do like it here a lot.
Yeah. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Rochester, Michigan. Before that, I lived in California for a while, so I've kind of experienced a lot of different places.
When I first spoke to Jason and we were talking about getting this going, I told him, hey, we're kind of big in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I think there's some silence on the phone. I didn't know if I was kidding, but it's true.
It is
big
true.
In Grand Rapids, yeah.
We have quite a listenership there.
We don't
there.
Know why. Yeah, we really do. It's excellent. Yeah, it's great. So, Jason, tell us a little bit, like, when you're studying, I know you're, you know, just getting down this path, but what kinds of classes do you take when you're getting your audio engineering degree? Is it hands-on stuff, or are you learning more by reading, or how does that work exactly?
Well, I've only taken a few classes in audio engineering mm-hmm. so far, but there are music classes in this program, and there's so I've taken a couple theory classes, and there's also there is like time in the studio, and really I think getting that hands-on experience and learning how to use all the equipment and stuff. There's quite a few paths that I can take, but there's like stuff we do with learning how to use DAWs and like Ableton Logic, stuff like that. So yeah, it's quite a bit. And with the technology that's coming in today, there's a lot of stuff to really delve into in terms of sound engineering that may have been different like 10, 20 years ago. So yeah.
Man, I imagine. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your family. Are you a only child? You have brothers and sisters?
I have a younger brother and I have a younger sister.
Oh, okay.
They're both in high school right now, and my younger brother is currently dealing with the stress of, you know, applying to colleges.
Right.
He just got done with his junior year, so he, like, did his SATs and during the pandemic too, which was stressful for them. Yeah, they're really they're hanging in there. They're doing quite well.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the interest in audio engineering, audio production, that sort of thing. Do you want to get into music? Is that your goal, or is it more, you know, spoken word kind of stuff like this, or is it something else entirely?
Honestly, I don't really know, but because I do want to, I have a really strong interest for music. Like I've been, I think this was on my resume, but I was a classically trained pianist for over 10 years. So
okay.
Ever since I was young, I was really into music. And then I also started making music in high school. And I just really thought that music was the way I was going to go. But there's so many different avenues that you can go into with sound engineering that I honestly would not mind kind of venturing into other areas like film and, you know, audio, just spoken word. Anything like that, I think, requires the same level of talent and skill, and it's just a different way of expression. So I don't really have any discrimination against that. I think music is cool, though.
And speaking of that, now, Jason, you've actually written a musical. Is that right?
Yeah, I've written a musical.
What?
Okay. Yes, this is great. And it's about the seven deadly sins, right? So tell us about that. Tell us, you know, kind of the story of how that came about. And then we'll figure out how we can go and listen to it. Or I think it's available, right? So, yeah, tell us the whole story of this. This is really cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So, oh, my God, this is a two-year-long story, or perhaps more. So the winter semester of my freshman year, I joined a musical theater group at University of Michigan called NERDS, which stands for Not Even Really Drama Students. I did something like that because I had never done anything like that before. I didn't do any like musical theater. I didn't have any background in high school. And that was just something that I wanted to like challenge myself and be like, this is something that I never would have done. So I did the musical, and I met a lot of great people, and I thought, this is great. And then someone came up to me, my friend Riza, and they were like, I'm writing a musical on the seven deadly sins, and they're going to be on a college campus, and they're going to try to start the apocalypse, and they're going to find an apartment on Craigslist that requires 8 tenants. So they're going to room with this college sophomore, this average kind of a loser guy named Eden, and they're gonna have lots of adventures together. And I thought that is such a great idea.
Yeah.
And they were like, do you want to write the music for it? And I said, oh, hell yeah. but I was like terrified because I had never written a musical before. The music that I'd written didn't have any lyrics. So I was like, this is going to be crazy. And then I asked them what kind of music they wanted. And they said they wanted like jazzy music. And I was like, oh no, jazz is so hard to write. But that was over 2 years ago. And then, so that summer I started working on it, and I learned so much. I learned a lot. I did my research. I listened to a lot of jazz in that time. I definitely grew a deeper appreciation for jazz and musicals in that time. And eventually, we were ready to perform it, and then the week before that it was supposed to be, the week before opening night, everything got locked down.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And it hit, and we were just devastated by the news. We were, like, so much effort went in, and we were so much love and fun. It was bad news. But then later, I was on YouTube, and I was looking up some funny videos, and there's this channel that does like green screen stuff, and I was like, wouldn't it be funny if we just did a green screen musical? Like, if we got green screens for everyone and then we'd like film them in front of it. And so long story short, that's how it came to be. And
wow.
And yeah, it's currently on YouTube. This is my shameless plug, but
it's on
YouTube. Yeah, it's, the title is Nerds Presents The Seven Deadly Sins You Meet on Every College Campus. I mean, I wrote it, but I do think it's worth checking out. It's really funny, and there's a lot of people have fun with it. The music is also on Spotify and iTunes.
Oh, wow.
As well, so, yeah.
Oh, cool.
That is something I'm quite proud of.
That's amazing. I gotta tell you, I thought that was, thank you for sharing that. I thought that was funny. Well, you know, I've been in college for a year. I haven't ever written a musical. So I'm like, wait a minute.
Why not?
I've written a musical. Yeah. I'm like 75 years old. That's great. I think it's so cool and can't wait to listen to it. We'll definitely get the links out for everybody to check it out. But I think that's really exciting.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very cool.
Is there a certain song that you think, you know, you're really proud of, you think everyone should hear?
I think the first song, What Do Millennials Like?
Okay.
I hear that answer too.
That piqued my interest. Okay.
What do millennials like? What are millennials like? Do they like conflict? Do they want to go out and fight? So humanity may think they are tough, but I think that they're bad enough. The young kids there, they don't care about what's right or wrong. Set the stage. 2020, and the world's on fire, and though ain't that funny. Some gain rights, but they're still ain't equal. The fascists are back, now that's a sequel. Man's own greed has turned against him. The poor cry out, but no one listens. We'll strike hot while they're confused. Pretty soon they'll be singing the blues. They're the future we don't need, so we're planting this a little seed. Cause soon enough it won't be tough to turn this planet down for us. What do millennials love?
Very good.
Yeah.
Very now, cool. Are there any plans for this beyond what you've already done now that the pandemic has lifted? Will it be staged anywhere at some point or, you know, eventually make its way to Broadway, I guess is what I'm, you know, going for.
If anyone, if Lin-Manuel Miranda is listening,
he's please a listener,
pick us up.
Yeah, for
no,
sure.
No, but I would like for it to be staged at some point, but it's not really something that's in the plans right now. I think me and the director, Riza, are both kind of at peace with it. And we've kind of come to, I think we closed it off pretty well. I think we had a good, it ended and we were able to show it and we were able to make it something that we didn't think was possible a year ago. So I think we're happy with it where it is right now. But if we do get the chance to, I don't know, like make a sequel or do some more stuff with it, I think we'd both be happy to, because it was just such a fun time working with them and working with everyone. So, yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned learning about jazz through this process or through this project. You said you have classical background, classical training, right?
Yeah.
What are you into in terms of like more like popular music?
Oh yeah, popular music. So I had a classic rock phase in middle school. It was probably late middle school. I had a classic rock phase. My dad had this CD that was just a compilation of great like classic rock and rock from like Korea that he listened to when he was growing up. So I listened to that a lot. I was really into Aerosmith.
Nice.
I was the Rolling Stones. I bought a Bob Dylan CD. That's not classic rock, but I started getting into folk and kind of punk after that, and kind of just working my way up from 60s, 70s to present day is kind of, so I did listen to a lot of like old music, and my parents really did complain a lot because they were just like, they didn't like old music from America, I guess. Not as much as me, but I like started getting my way back to contemporary music. I think pop music of all time periods just really hits for me. I did have a phase where I was like really edgy and I was like, pop, I'm not going to listen to pop music. And it's like too mainstream. I'm going to listen to like indie stuff. But there really is an art to making tunes that like everybody can groove with, and just finding that right formula that just becomes an instant earworm. And I think that's really great. I don't think pop is any less of an art or any less of a genre because of that.
Yeah.
ABBA is also one that I really like.
Okay. Well, hey.
Yeah. There you go.
That makes sense. Yeah. Is there like a go-to artist for you now that you're like really into and that you listen to, you know, the most of all, or you really want other people to hear?
Right now I'm listening to a lot of Brockhampton. They're this, I don't know if you've heard of them, but there's a hip hop kind of like, they call themselves a boy band. They just released a new album. I think it's called Roadrunner, but I've been listening to that a lot. I think it's great. It has a lot of kind of hip hop infused with like rock elements to it. So I think, yeah, it's really interesting to me. I like when people, musicians, kind of like fuse genres together. That's really cool to me.
You look so different to me. It's like you barely even. You look so different to me. It's like you barely even know me. You was missing for me. I swear I'm tired of feeling lonely. Like fill my song, trill my boy. Keep it in my eight ball too long. So far. Now catch the compensation. Change the conversation. Dollars all I'm chasing. Ain't talking money. Is you saying non-comprehensive money finish sentences? No, I ain't sensitive, just highly offended. It'll be okay, no matter what they say about us. It'll be okay, no matter what they say about us. I know that it'll be okay. You ain't even need no money, you can count on me. It'll be okay, no matter what they say about us. It'll be okay, no matter what they say about us. I know that it'll be okay. You ain't even need no money, you can count on me.
Not for it. She say I put too much in my cup for the opposition. I'm still around with it tough. They say I should change the way I'm living, but just can't get enough. Still be quick to up that chopper on his block and hit him up.
Well, thanks very much, Jason. This has been great, and we appreciate your time, but more important, we appreciate all the work you're going to do for the podcast.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm really happy to be a part of this podcast and a part of this family, I guess. And looking
great.
Forward to
Yeah, I hope that it turns out to be mutually beneficial for all of us, and you know, you can definitely get something out of it that'll help you as you go on to become that famous composer who later we say we take credit for all your success. So
yeah.
And
I'm sure it'll be fun.
I'm gonna call out here to our Michigan listeners, which we have quite a few. You know, if you guys are ever around Ann Arbor, just, you know, let us know and we'll hook you up with Jason. You can go take him out to lunch or something like that. You know, he should really
That's
benefit
right.
from being part of the community. The community, you know, gives.
Amen.
Yes, know, please.
Pays it forward, right? So
I'm a broke college student.
There you go.
There
That's
it is.
Yeah. He would appreciate it. That'd be great.
There's All one right. thing about college that hasn't changed down the years. I was a broke college student at one point.
What else, Patrick? Anything else? We good?
Yeah, I think we're good. I'm really excited to add Jason to our team.
Very excited. Let us know if you hear from Lin-Manuel. If anything goes on with that, you know.
You'll be the first people to
okay,
know.
Okay, all right, very
good.
Good,
yeah. good.
All right, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us has been...
Jason Pei.
All right, we'll talk to you all later.
All these lies, my face getting clearer.
Are those all vinyls? Those are, that's a lot of vinyls. Yeah.